Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast today, going to be overcast but warm, high of about 38 degrees, last day of that before it gets really colder. Around the area, Kenosha starts things out at 39 degrees. In Burlington, it's 35. Milwaukee, 36. Also 39 in Racine. Earlier this week, though, we had freezing temperatures. And yesterday, with the warm-up, the combination may have contributed to some water problems in a couple of Racine-area buildings. A pipe burst at the Racine County Jail, allowing water into the adjoining law enforcement center. Sheriff's Lieutenant Steve Sikora saying the water came from a stairwell that would be used only normally during an emergency when it comes to the jail.
That water, obviously, gravity drags everything downhill and went down to the lowest point and came out in the hallway, a small hallway off outside of the LEC here off the main lobby area, and it was cleaned up pretty quick. Fire department was there. They assisted tremendously and pushed a lot of the water outside.
Actually, little damage, though, according to Sikora. The problem did, however, force cancellation of hearings scheduled in the courtrooms on the lower level of the LEC. Also, the South Shore Fire Department called out to the former Michael's store on Durant Avenue, south of Regency Mall. A water flow alarm there. Firefighters finding a sprinkler pipe had burst. That caused damage inside the building. Malfunctioning railroad signals have caused a handful of problems in southeast Wisconsin this week, leaving motorists stuck in traffic for the most part. The latest was yesterday at the Kenosha County intersection of 75th Street and Cooper Road in Pleasant Prairie. Vehicles backed up for about a mile at one point. Earlier this week in the city of Racine, the signals were flashing, but known trains coming in the uptown area. That affected several crossings. A few lucky drivers able to maneuver around the backup at 12th and Washington, then continue by using the underpasses at 9th and 6th Streets and Mound Avenue. A 30-year-old man had to be extricated from his vehicle Thursday morning in Pleasant Prairie after it flipped over in a ditch containing a few feet of water. This occurring on Highway 165. The man from Prairie able to keep his head out of the water until being rescued. Police indicate that he suffered some non-life-threatening injuries. What caused the accident that occurred in front of the Timber Ridge Mobile Home Park? Still under investigation. The man charged with murdering another man in Racine more than 20 years ago enters a plea of not guilty in Racine Circuit Court. 45-year-old John Clay bound over for trial on a charge of first-degree intentional homicide after a preliminary hearing. Clay is accused of shooting Andre McKinstry five times in August of 1994 inside a Racine tavern. McKinstry later died at the hospital. Court documents indicate investigators found an ongoing problem between Clay and the victim over a woman. Clay remains in the Racine County Jail. His next court date is in about a month. Meanwhile, a Kenosha man, Salminio Webster, now formally charged with multiple drug offenses in Kenosha County, a day after similar allegations were dropped in Racine County due to jurisdiction. 35-year-old Webster accused of heroin delivery along with possession of that drug, plus cocaine and ecstasy with intent to deliver, and possession of drug paraphernalia, labeled in the charging documents as a significant contributor to heroin sales in this area. Wisconsin's gambling hotline, very busy last year. Nearly 15,000 calls, according to Rose Gruber. She's executive director of the Council on Problem Gambling.
Well, it tells me a couple of things. It tells me that people are continuing to find out about us and realize they have a gambling problem and are calling in for help. It also means that gambling is not going away, that people are getting addicted to it. And also, as well, that our public awareness campaign hopefully is working as people are starting to hear about it.
There were about 40 fewer calls last year than during the record-setting time of 2014. The average debt last year, she says, about $40,000. Speaking of gambling, 13 Powerball players in the Badger State will each be pocketing $50,000 from the big drawing Wednesday night after getting four of the five main numbers and the Powerball number, two of them in Racine County. Tickets sold at gas stations in Burlington and on the Racine-Caledonia border. That $1.6 billion jackpot, of course, a three-way split, Florida, California, and Tennessee. Well, if you've got plans to take a cruise this year, some good news. There's a new report out that says fewer people are getting sick on board the ships.
When sickness hits a cruise ship and hundreds of passengers get ill, it makes major news. But a new report by the Centers for Disease Control says that since 1990, the rate of illness has fallen from about 29 per 100,000 passengers to 22 per 100,000. About 20 outbreaks are reported each year on ships that dock in U.S. ports on average. The CDC says it hasn't been a steady decline, however. In 2012, there was a spike after a new strain of norovirus, which causes severe stomach illnesses, popped up. However, officials say cruise companies are doing more to disinfect their ships and prevent outbreaks. I'm John Stolness.
The mother of a 7-year-old Milwaukee boy says her son was dropped off at the wrong location by a school bus driver on one of the coldest days of the season. Zachariah Bradley forgot his hat and gloves on board the bus and then was locked out of his home with his mother at work. The executive director of Hope Christian School in Milwaukee, Zachary Veridin, issued a statement confirming that a student was dropped off at home instead of daycare on Monday of this week. The Racine Unified School Board wants to learn more about what's working in Milwaukee with regard to minority hiring on contracts and may soon get together with an official from that city's Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Minority hiring on current RUSD school projects has become an issue of late, Riley Construction and Administration saying there are union-related issues which has affected board goals, something talked about with union officials recently, according to Chief Operations Officer David Hazen.
At least the unions that spoke up, the locals that spoke up, have opportunities for new pre-apprentices to come on board. And Riley's committed to working with them in order to help meet the goals of the local and minority hiring. So that's good. I think that should allow us, as time goes on, to meet the 50% and the 20% goal.
Aside from the Milwaukee Hispanic Chamber of Commerce being invited to a board work session next month, other Racine community members will be approached. Kenosha Unified School Board is going to be facing a tough decision in the coming weeks because of current employee health insurance contracts expiring in a few months and now shopping around for better deals. Last night, board members got together with a consultant helping the district to evaluate offers. For medical insurance, the top two finishers, old competitors, United Healthcare and WEA Trust. United, a for-profit company that won the district's business a few years ago before the district switched back to the union-supported nonprofit WEA Trust. Both are offering reductions to what the district is currently paying, neither, though, making any promises for the subsequent 2 years other than to cap annual increases at 8 or 9%. School board hopes to have it all sorted out by early this spring. And speaking of money, Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Russ Feingold has raised another $2.7 million in the race to get his old job back from incumbent Republican Senator Ron Johnson. The Feingold campaign reporting having raised that much in the last 3 months of 2015, besting the previous quarter by $300,000. That gives him $4.8 million in the bank. As for Johnson, he has yet to file his latest report, which is due at the end of the month, but the last report had $3.5 million in cash on hand at the end of last September. WRJN.com, that's our webpage, and our newscaster there in the local news section. Listen to them whenever you want. And at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.